Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te altera. Si no me sientes cerca te desespera. Me quiere dar una tanda la noche.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing? How are you doing? I hope everybody had a good day. I mean, a good Christmas. And was giving thanks to all the gifts and presents that they got. I hope you give thanks for having family members that are still alive. I hope you give thanks for everything that you got, seen and unseen. Christmas is a time that we rejoice the celebration of Jesus Christ and we give gifts. So, kids, be thankful that your parents could afford to buy the gift that you want. Don't take it for granted because a lot of people don't have what you have. Some people don't have food, shelter, or a place to go. So be grateful, you know. Be mindful and show gratitude. For those people got hubbub on, please be careful on these things. I met a lady the other day at the gas station who broke her wrist on a hoverboard. And she said she spent like $500 for this thing. I mean, that's up to you. But I think you have to use wisdom and common sense with new technology. That's all I'm trying to say. I hope you enjoy the show. Remember, this year is about to be over in a couple of days. Be good to each other, be kind, be courteous. I'd like to give a shout out to Ruba and Gatson, Jason, Shane, Jennifer, Stacy, to my nieces and to my nephew, to my friends and family. Love all y'all. Keep up the good work. Today's topic, or this show, is going to be about life lessons. In a few seconds, get ready for the ride.
RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos.
If you need to be a guest caller, then you're 646-905-9934. I'm just calling number 646-915-9934. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at welnr12@gmail.com. Once again, that's WELDONR112@gmail.com. Food for the Soul menu. Good day, his stuff with rye rice and mushrooms. Sausage smothered in red cabbage. And the dessert, bananas with cinnamon coconut sauce. And the drink is Bloody Bull. And food for the soul thought. Don't get caught up in tradition or service. Don't get caught up in tradition, because that's what's killing a lot of people, tradition. I mean, tradition is cool, but it's also lazy, and it puts a strain and a chain on your belief system, because not everything is all about the same old, same old.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos.
Now we're gonna go into the show life lesson. We hold ourselves back with expectations of all our answers gonna be answered the same way at the same time. It just don't work like that. Some people like lessons from others, but that's okay. That's just what it means. Life lessons are 2015. I learned that in spite of all things that go wrong or can happen, be grateful in all. Never give up. Never get out. Never give out, because the answer is right around the corner. Like I said, I also learned, don't get caught up in tradition, because some people just get caught up in doing the same old, same old. I got to go to bed at 12 o'clock. I got to get up at 5 o'clock. I got to eat the same place the same time every day. Where they do that at? Sometimes the answer is in the journey. It's not the destination. Sometimes people get caught up in the destination and not the journey. Sometimes you gotta make mistakes and learn from them and keep it going. You know, sometimes that's why a lot of people leave churches or wherever to go somewhere new, because you can't grow if somebody's still holding on to your past. Yeah, I remember when that person was a crackhead, or I remember when they was a drunk, and I remember when they was a womanizer. That's the problem. You remember that person's past. You don't remember their present and their future, because your past is your past and your future is your future. It's not the beginning that matters. It's how you end. And see, that's what a lot of people do. They sit around, yeah, such and such got a divorce. I don't know what they got married again for. You should be happy that person found somebody to be with. You should be rejoiceful instead of trying to remember when they got a divorce or when they got through something. That's the problem with a lot of people in the church right now. And this is about part of life lessons. They sit around and cast stones and throw stones and try to dig up your past and talk about your past, and they don't pay attention to your glory. And that's the problem. Like I said, tradition sucks. Church is not a country club. Get over yourself. If you go to programs to keep up with who come and who don't come, you are not there for the right reason. Life lessons of 2015. If somebody giving you their testimony, don't be trying to, they didn't use the right grammar. They didn't pronounce it all the right words the right way. Honey, they done been through hell and back, and you went about the pronunciation of the words. tradition and judgmental and stuck in that old way of doing things. I'm going to tell you something. We would have been in slavery according to these people because guess what? They don't believe in change. You know why they don't believe in change? Because they're still throwing up your past. They can't get past your past. And they forgot they weren't so perfect themselves either. They forgot they were sleeping with somebody's husband too, or they had children out of wedlock too, or they was on drugs themselves. See, it's so crazy that people do that. They look down on somebody else's situation, but you just got out of the situation yourself and you're still fighting the battle. But you can throw catchy slogans, just me and war. But yesterday you do this, you run into the same problem that you had before. So what's wrong with you? We can't help nobody if we always throwing weight on them when they're trying to be free. You're not free all the way yourself. You're still trying to get there. You're still trying to press towards the mark. Life lessons of 2015. I believe that you learn from your mistakes and you make mistakes. Don't be so hard to judge somebody else for what they did wrong. I know people deal with low self-esteem, depression, drug issues, and all of that. Everybody needs help with something. Nobody is perfect. So get out your perfect way and help somebody. Don't always be quick to be one in a number just to make roll call. God never created church and service for you to be on roll call. Present, I'm here. You present and you here, but you don't do nothing but be here. You are more of a problem than you think. You are a hindrance. Life lessons of 2015. Boy, I sure got a lot to say and a short time to say, but I'm just keeping it 100. I'm just keeping it real. Some people are just so judgmental. Life lessons of 2015. Your Holy Ghost ain't no better than nobody else on. Remember that. Get over yourself. Stop tripping. Talk to somebody. Learn from them. Find out why they do the things that they do. Don't be so quick to throw the hammer and the nail down and crucify them because you're judging. Don't judge nobody because the same token you being judged. The old saying, you point one finger at somebody, four point back at you. That's real talk. And we wonder why churches are dying. People need help, but how can you help them when you're looking down on them? Life lessons, remember this. The reason why that person doing crack or drugs, maybe they was molested or raped or something when they was a child, and they're trying to find out a way to escape. But how can they get escape and come to God when you're the one holding them back by talking about them behind their back? Church is not a country club where you have to have a membership. If you want a country club, go to a country club. How about that? People come to service to get healing, to get help, to look for a way out and escape. But they can't get an escape if you already throwing them down before they get there. You're already tripping them up. What's wrong with you? You got it wrong, honey. Seriously. Jesus came down on Christmas. We celebrate Christmas, but he came down so we can have a way at everlasting life. But how can a person have a way when you're the one blocking them from getting the way? With your attitude and your self-righteousness and your self-holiness, you've got to stop all that. People need help. People are killing each other every day. People are strung out every day. People homeless. People don't know where they're going to get their next hand out from. And here for you, with yourself. And your high-minded self, you suck. I'm just being real. If you look down on somebody or think you're better than somebody, you suck. Because that's not what we do. We're here to help people. Everybody needs something or somebody. So stop holding them back. You got to learn. Love is forgiveness. Love is kind. Love is not judgmental. Remember that. Remember somebody took time to help you. Do what you went through in your situations or your situation. Now you can't throw a lifeline back because you in the pulpit or you on the deacon board or you on the usher board or you on that board and you trying to judge who's who and what is what. Because you wear a dress don't mean you in heaven, honey. I'm just being real. It's what in the heart that counts. I didn't know dresses was the only reason you can get in heaven. I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it 100. If you want to be a guest, call in 646-915-9934. Email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. If you've got any questions or feedback, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. We got to understand that times are hard. We got people that owe student loans because I'm winning them $40,000. That's a lot of money. I thought, sure, by now I have a good job, I can pay that money back. But guess what? I send out resumes every week, trying to get on interviews every week. So I don't have time to look down on somebody else because I'm winning the number two. My bill's killing me. So we all living check to check, most of us. And if you're doing better than that, that's cool. I ain't knocking you for that either. I'm not knocking somebody for being a CEO because not everybody meant to be at the top. But I'm not knocking everybody, people that work at McDonald's because they got a job too. Unless they're making an honest day pay and an honest check, I can't judge that because, you know, somebody got to start somewhere to end up somewhere. So we can't always look down on people talking about, oh, they look at, they work at Hardee's or they work at McDonald's. Oh, they can't do no better than that. Maybe they can't do no better than that because the job market is hard right now. Some people just happy to have a job. Remember, some people still looking for a job. They had a job in years. People do all kind of craziness to get jobs. I mean, and for my people, education is a way. This 2015 is about to end. There's no reason why you can't read or write or articulate what you're saying. That should be called for. And I know the struggle is real, but you just can't give up and just give out and just bury your hand in the sand like an ostrich. Can't do that.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos.
Life lessons of 2015. If you need somebody that accept you for you and love you for you and not trying to change you or have your status pro quo or status quo, somebody that you can deal with, somebody to give you respect and honor, that's the kind of person you need to be with. You don't want nobody that judging you or putting you down. That's not a relationship. That's almost a form of abuse, actually. Black guys in the 2015, abuse is not love. Black eyes is not love. Trips to the ER is not love. If you think somebody that don't allow you to be around your family, that's a problem. You might think it's cute that, oh, they're giving me this undivided attention. Yeah, they said, remember, people that abuse people, they have patterns. They just didn't start this mess. They've been doing it. So don't think, oh, by the way, Johnny loved me so much that you don't want me to see my mama. Johnny loved you to keep you separated from your mama so he can segregate you by yourself. He wants you to be isolated. He wants you to cut those ties with your family because, you know what? If your daddy or your brothers know that this dude is saying things out of the way to you or beating you up or anything, they might have a come to Jesus meeting with him. See, men that abuse women don't fight other men. They don't. For real. It's the punking them. But you got women that abuse men too. Believe it or not, it might sound like, wow, but things have changed where women are taking the role of men because, see, men now, some of them are sorry. They walk around with their pants hanging down, thinking it's cool. They don't want to work on a job. They want to steal $100 at the gas station and chips and thinking it's cool. But you're 40 years old. Ain't nothing cool about a 40-year-old man spending $100. Ain't never appealing to that. You cannot put tell a person by their resume. That's a life lesson too. Look at that person's resume and look at what they're saying. Look at what they're trying to do, and you will see the truth. But sometimes people just get caught up in, I just want to be in love with somebody. And I just want somebody to love me for me. But you got to love yourself for yourself. And you're going to get in all these crazy situations. Build your self-esteem up first. Don't talk about people should, I'm a half looking for the other half to make me whole. No, boo-boo. You got to be 100% yourself. Because relationships are work. It's a job. It's a fight. It ain't easy. I mean, you do care about the person you with. I ain't gonna doubt that, but it's still a fight. The struggle is real, I know. But just don't give up or give out. And throw in the towel, life lessons, don't give up. Once again, if you want to be a guest caller, hit me up at 646-915-9934. Or you can email me at WELDON or 112@gmail.com. Once again, that's WELDON or 112@gmail.com. Or check out my website, RAMON.FirstFitness.com. If you're looking at some health products or want to lose weight or something, it's that time of year, RAMON.FIRSTFITNESS.com. Just check it out. Be good to each other. Be kind. Be gentle. 2016 is on the way in, and it's been a warm summer so far. And the old people say when it's a warm summer, that means it's going to be a warm ground, and there's going to be a lot of people dying. Remember, each day might be your last day, so think about that. You don't know when your time is up. Do you want to know how you treat people that day might be your way in or not into glory? Think about that. That's what I'm saying. Be good. Be calm. Be courteous. 2015 life lessons. It's not how you start the race, but how you end the race. Be thankful that you got food on your plate. It might not be what you want, but a full stomach. The old people say a belly full is a belly full. And if you can help somebody with encouraging words, do that. Be kind. I'm serious. Be kind to somebody. Tell somebody you look good today. You might be surprised what that person going through. Tell them you're a great person. Tell them I admire your strength. You know, you might be surprised at what people going through. There are a lot of people that have low self-esteem. A lot of people have depression problems. A lot of people that suffer from health problems, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sugar diabetes, bad foot, bad leg, bad arms. Some people have headaches. So don't look down on another person because you just don't know. Like me personally, I think I have acid reflux problems. I'm not lying. It seems like every time I eat something, it tears my stomach up. Lord, I be taking acid like nothing. Comes too. But I know that's going to get better too, so I try to stay away from foods that trigger that. And I drink plenty of water. Water is good for the body. That's a life lesson you need to know. Don't drink more water and less soda. Soda's not so good for you. Drink juice, but not from concentrate. That's just a health tip I'm throwing out there. Drink a lot of aloe vera juice. I ain't going nowhere yet. I'm just taking a pause for the calls. You know, take a silence, a little silence break. Because this year is almost out. Thank God I made it this far. It could have been the one, not any number. And who knows what might happen the rest of the year. But I know I plan to be the watch night service this Thursday night, as always. I don't know if I'm going to have a special guest or not. We'll see how that goes. Hope she'll come. I don't know. Well, I might go to her church. We'll see. But remember this. live, love, be strong, be kind. And if something is not for you, don't try to force it. Don't never do that. Don't force people to love you or like you. Because you meet someone that will like you for you, you might be surprised. And it comes you least expect it. I'm being for real, for real. I'm not lying to you. I wouldn't do that. So I hope you enjoy the show. Look at your life for 2015. What happened to you? What was your major accomplishment? Graduating high school, getting that degree you've been fighting for, getting that job you've been looking for, getting that promotion you've been working for, having a baby, getting married, getting into a relationship with somebody that likes you for you and loves you for you. You know, life is short. Every day is a gift. Remember that. Hold on to it as precious, because it really is. Nobody don't know when they're not going to be here anymore. We all got to leave here, that's for sure. Not at the same time, but at some time, we're going to have to leave from this side to go to the other side. So remember that. And if you're in a position to help somebody, help them. Don't judge them and say, oh, they ain't nothing but a crackhead, or they ain't nothing but a drunk, or they ain't nothing but an old gangbanger, or they ain't nothing but an old convict. Don't do that. Please don't do that. You're doing more damage than good. If God puts you in a place to do good, do good. Don't be evil in a good position. Let me repeat that again. Do not be evil in a good position. Be good in a good position, because you can only get elevated by the goodness that you do. Some people just want the title, and that's a problem. There's a lot of people, they want the title, or I want to be the next big thing. If you end up being the next big thing, you're a liar, you're a cheat, you're a wolf in sheep clothing, you ain't no good to nobody but yourself. Life lessons of 2015. You can't help me if you can't help yourself. How can you tell me what to do when you can't get it right yourself? And a lot of people like that, they can always come up with a plan to tell you what to do, but they're in a worse predicament than you. I'm just being real. I'm just being honest. How you can tell me about my career when you can't hold it for so long? Or you job hopping, or you state hopping, or you doing this, or you doing that. Come on, let's be real with ourselves. Look at your heart. Look at what you're in it for. If you're in it for the power or the prestige, you're in it for the wrong idea. See, let me tell you why I started this show so many years ago. I could not find a job, so I started a blog, because my passion is cooking. Well, we tease up every day. And a lot of people's liking them, so I'm like, cool, they're feeling it. So then somebody introduced me for standing here, introduced me to Blog Talk Radio. So I've been on here for a minute. And I'm glad for everybody that listened in. So please share. Close brothers, sisters, mama, daddy, yourself, your wife, your girlfriend, your kid. So this show is not about judging anybody. It's about building each other up. Caring, sharing, loving, giving, breaking chains, bondages, looking out for one another, encouraging one another. It's about strength, unity, you know, things of that nature. Because I'm still trying to get there myself. I'm trying to make each show better than the last. I'm trying to be good at what I do. I'm a work in progress. Because I remember when I first started this show, I was never even right. I didn't know what I was doing, what I was saying, how I was saying it, but I'm still working at it. So keep encouraging each other, keep encouraging me, as I keep encouraging you, because without me, there won't be no, without you, there won't be no me, and just keep it going. Remember, love break every chain, be good, peace. Life lesson 2015, never give in or out. Just keep it moving. And you will reach your plateau or your mountaintop sooner than you think. Peace.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Tenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, papá.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera. Pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de lo que era.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpase.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle con nadie lidé. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Ay, ay, peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
Yo te dije que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado en el área. Colombia.